This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Advice to you, should you choose to accept it, is if you have a question for your congressman, call right now. I always am heartbroken when we leave the air with unanswered questions and have to wait for another week, and that happened last week. We didn't get everybody in that wanted to get in, and we had some open lines at the beginning of the show. So get the questions in by calling us, 800-228-0550. One more time so you can have a birthday between the time I begin giving you this number and ending with it, so you have it emblazoned in your brain. 800-228-0550. You can also text us, Todd at 226-8503, or me at 367-2054. 367-2054 or Todd at 226-8503. Congressman Cramer will be joining us. I understand he's not hooked up yet. He did have a markup today, which means a committee meeting in which they're doing a lot of work, and so he'll be joining us from right outside the committee room. He'll go in and he'll vote. He'll come back and talk to us, and kind of go back and forth between the committee and chat with us, so we will have that today. But get your questions in right now. We got some calls and emails already ready to go. One quick update. We talked to a Phyllis from Standing Rock last hour. Very upset because her daughter, son-in-law, grandson, and unborn granddaughter, was it? Were killed in an accident recently. They are enrolled members of Standing Rock. The accident occurred in Pine Ridge. Todd did drum up the story on this, so there has been some coverage of it in South Dakota, at least. And this individual that was responsible for killing these four people has been charged with drunk driving, but not with the murder of four people. And that's what she's upset about. So evidently there is confirmation of her accusation that this was drunken driving, but now she's concerned about why there isn't proper justice. We forward this on to Congressman Cramer's office as well as Governor Burgum's office.
Brent for having sent that, by the way. I can't take credit for finding it, Brent. Brent sent it.
Because we both said when we heard the story, we're like, how is this not news? It evidently was just in South Dakota, not up here, so that's why we missed it. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here for another Talk Radio Town Hall, and good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
Good. I just told everybody you're going to be multitasking, doing the radio town hall and dealing with some committee work at the same time.
Marking up some legislation, yeah.
Wonderful. We have calls and texts already, but I have to ask you quickly. I jumped up and down in complete euphoria over the news that the Senate added to their version of tax reform the repeal of the individual mandate from Obamacare, the most unconstitutional, ridiculous, un-American idea that's come down the pike in I don't know how long, and thought, what a wonderful twofer that we can not only have tax reform but also get rid of the individual mandate. How did you react to the news?
Well, I was pleased by it, of course. Euphoria escapes me when it comes to legislation, I have to admit. Scott, I've seen too much, but maybe I'm too jaded. But I think it was. I'm proud of them for putting it in there. I'll believe it when I see it, when I see the Senate actually vote to pass it, because, of course, they've failed on that front enough times that I don't dare get too optimistic about it. The thing about it that's important, besides the things you point out, that it's a mandate to purchase something because you were born, is un-American. And where I might disagree with you is I don't consider it a twofer. We see it as a twofer, obviously. But the reason I don't see it necessarily as a twofer is because, of course, the individual mandate is, in fact, a tax, which is why Chief Justice John Roberts was able to uphold Obamacare by calling it a tax, not a mandate. So it actually is right where it belongs. It's in tax reform. So I applaud them for putting it in. I hope that they can pass it and it becomes part of the final bill. And if it does, I'll vote for it.
I've received a number of texts since I've expressed my euphoria this morning that go something like this. Scott, did you ever think this is the Senate's way of killing or stalling the tax cuts? Is this more swamp?
Boy, there's, you know, I can understand why people might be, a little bit skeptical. Here's what I kind of think, Scott, if I'm going to take the more optimistic view. I think some in the Senate, including a couple of those Senate Republicans who got great joy out of killing the repeal and replacement of Obamacare, felt the wrath of their base back home, probably felt the embarrassment of their party, and probably realized they made a terrible mistake, and perhaps this is their way of making up for it. That's what I'm going to choose to believe. So it's important that the pressure stay on Republican senators. Now, we don't have a problem in North Dakota with our Republican senator. John Hovind supported the repeal and replacement of Obamacare. He supports applying the individual mandate repeal to the Senate tax plan, and let's hope it makes it through and becomes part of the final tax plan, because I'm feeling pretty confident we're going to pass it.
Let's get to some calls, questions, and comments here. Jeremy in New Salem, first for Congressman Kramer. Go.
Am I on?
Hi, yes,
Jeremy.
Sir.
Yeah, so I got a question about the feed assistance program.
Mm-hmm.
I was just at the local FSA office, and I have sheep, and they were telling me I'd get $7.50 a month, and when it breaks down to 25 cents a day, and you get 60% of that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even feed my dog on 15 cents a day.
So I believe, Jeremy, the 60% in the program is the program, if I'm not mistaken, and I have to check this out to be more certain about it. Maybe you and somebody from my staff should talk offline so that we can look at your specific case. But I actually think the program is designed to pay 60%. It's like a lot of insurances. You know, you get a certain percentage of your actual costs as a result of, you know, of a claim. But I just want to be sure I'm not mistaken on that, but somehow I recall that. If there's some other reason for that formula, such as, you know, whatever, whether it's an FSA arbitrary decision or, you know, a claimant or a claim adjuster, something like that, we'd have to dig deeper into it. But I have this sneaking suspicion that 60% is what the program pays.
Right.
Jeremy, if you would just hang on, we will get your number and forward it on to Congressman Kramer's office so your specific case at least could be addressed.
But I think to Jeremy's larger point, though, there's a larger problem with this whole program, and it has to do with the data that they use to determine the need or determine the outcome. It's data that is not very well, it's not very well collected in the places like North Dakota and several places in the West. It's data that's much older. It's a database that's much older than most other databases, which is why they use it, because that provides, you know, from an actuarial standpoint or from a statistical standpoint, I should say, provides the best long-term history, which is important. But there's very few gauges that collect the rain. There's great diversity from one farm to the other, much less, you know, one end of the county to another end of the county. So there's a lot of issues that we're trying to work on with RMA and with the Farm Bill to try and make that program better. We've not had, you know, a great example of that program until this year when we had the drought, and we're seeing a lot of the flaws.
Jeremy, wish you best of luck on this, and keep us posted on how it goes. Hang on a moment. Manny will get your telephone number, and we'll connect you up with Congressman Kramer's office. Full bank of calls, so let's go as quick as we can here. Mark in Bismarck, go ahead for Congressman Kramer.
Good morning, Congressman. This is Mark in Bismarck.
Mark in Bismarck, I've been wondering what's happened to you. I haven't heard from you for so long.
Well, I've been busy doing all kinds of things, but I have three quick points. The first is attaching the mandate to the tax bill, in my opinion, is absolutely ridiculous. You're going to lose Murkowski, you're going to lose Rand Paul, and you're going to lose Susan Collins. And
well, I'm not going to because I'm not in the Senate, but I understand
your point. But the Senate will lose those three because they won't vote for this.
I'm just curious how you know that, Mark. I mean, how do you possess that information?
Well, because they voted against against every other Republican tax bill that's been brought up in the Senate. Why would they vote for this? They're opposed to it. But
if you're trying to pass, if you're trying to pass this, oh, sorry, go ahead.
Okay, I'd rather talk to Congressman Kramer.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I'll shut up.
Attaching this to the tax bill to me is absolutely ridiculous.
We got the point. Got it.
President Trump has said that we're going to get this great big middle class tax break for the by Christmas, $1,168. If you divide that by 52 weeks, it comes to $22. Or by 52 weeks, it comes to $22 a week. Now, if you think that we can send our kids to school, I'll take any tax break I can. But to call this a huge middle class tax break is absolutely laughable.
Okay, we'll give Congressman Kramer a chance to address your assertion that it's laughable, but you're going to have to wait for the answer, Mark, until after the break, so don't go away. Brought to you in part by PetroServe USA today, helping America feel better. That 4-for-4 deal sounds like lunch to me. Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, two of the best cookies on earth, and a 20-ounce drink, four items, $4 today.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
What's it take to have a really good job? A company you like to work for, work worth doing, and a really nice paycheck every 2 weeks? Polar Service Center has one waiting for you right now. My friends at Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, has service centers all throughout the country. And in Killdeer, North Dakota, and Williston, North Dakota, they have some great positions open right now, with pay rates up to $32 an hour. I'll say it again, up to $32 an hour. Incredible benefit package, and much, much more. Call Maria right now for details on this. In Killdeer, certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack attendant, and diesel mechanic positions open right now. In Williston, they're in need of a certified welder. Polar Service Center is waiting. Tell your friends and neighbors about this incredible opportunity. 612-214-4781. 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria at Polar Service Center.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
CJ on the phone, Manny, from NAC Diesel. You're working on that. Okay, all right. While you're working on that, Mark in Bismarck, I think, wants to take over for me, and that's okay. Mark, we're going to let you host for the next 90 seconds. So I'm going away, and it's you. So You asked a question to Congressman Kramer saying, hey, this is chump change for tax reform. We'll start there with his answer, and then you can do a quick follow-up. Go ahead, Congressman
Kramer. Okay, very good. Thank you. Thank you, Scott. That's the first.
This is the middle class tax break is only being, I think you said $1,100 or something like that for a married couple. It's actually on average in North Dakota $2,600 per year for a married couple filing jointly. But according to the same analysis, a nonpartisan tax foundation analysis, because of the benefits to small business and corporations and the job creation, they anticipate the average wage earner will earn an extra $4,000 per year in their paycheck. So while this does provide massive tax relief aimed largely at the middle class, and frankly, it's the millionaires that aren't getting this good a break, although we do eliminate the alternative minimum tax. So you take the $2,600 per couple in North Dakota, add another $4,000 outcome in their paycheck, and the simplification of it, the ability to be able to double the standard deduction. Now, just to give people a sense of North Dakota, 80% of North Dakotans file using the standard deduction. We are doubling the standard deduction. That means we're doubling the deduction for 80% of North Dakotans. In fact, I read an analysis by the National Association of Home Builders that said they think the doubling of the standard deduction means that 94% of Americans will use the standard deduction. Now, I don't know what you pay your tax, you know, your tax preparer, but you can save that money.
Well, you know, we can pull up all kinds of studies, and when you like the CBO report, you will use it, and when you don't like the CBO report, you won't use it. That's not the point. The point is, President Trump said you're going to get $1,168 by Christmas, this great big Christmas gift. My third point is, how many days are you actually going to be working between now and Christmas to get all of this passed between the Senate, the House, and a conference committee? Knowing full well the Senate bill isn't going to pass with that because of Murkowski, Rand, and Collins adding repeal onto the tax.
Well, let me just take issue with that. You don't know that it's not going to pass. I suspect it is going to pass, and I suspect partly because of the people you mentioned. They have since tax reform or since the Obamacare repeal failed, have heard from their constituents that they expect them to behave better in the future. I personally don't believe that this bill comes up to the Senate floor with that provision in it if it's not going to pass. And if it's not going to pass, they'll remove it. But I think they already know that it's going to pass.
And by the way, I think they also realize we're not going to get any Democratic votes, so let's quit fooling around thinking Heidi Heitkamp or any other Democrat's going to vote for this. You know, it's going to pass with Republican votes, period. And that's why they did what they did. And Mark, thank you, by the way, for taking over the show there for a little bit. Russ did text a note to say, tell Mark to quit whining and take what we can get. $100 a month is a lot in my book. Thanks.
Well,
love the show.
I didn't want to say that necessarily, but I do think Mark's point demonstrates a little bit of a disconnect between people at the high end of the income scale and those at the lower end. I've been talking to swamp monsters, you know, around the clock nearly, who come to me with these concerns that, oh, this is going to cost my family $30,000, and this is a bailout only for the rich because you're capping the home mortgage at $500,000, which of course makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. And the bottom line is, there are people complaining about the loss of a deduction, not of course considering any of the other things like full expensing, a much lower rate, a much more generous child tax credit, all these other things that they view their special exemption or deduction or carve out in its vacuum. And I love it when they bring this up to me because I look right at them and say, and I want to know who is the lobbyist for the working family in Bismarck, North Dakota that's making $75,000 a year. I want to know who's going to come and talk to me on their behalf because the lobbyists, the thousands of lobbyists that live in the five richest counties in America that surround Washington, D.C., have made an entire industry out of making sure that 74,000-page tax code remains intact. Donald Trump is absolutely right. There have been people that have left behind, and he's going to see to it that the forgotten are now addressed. And that's what this tax reform package does.
Wow. That's about the best elevator pitch I've heard on the whole thing from the beginning. And really, what you hear, a lot of the noise you hear is from lobbyists. And by the way, there's swamp masters in North Dakota. There's groups that are dogging this bill, talking it down because their cheese is going to be moved. It's unbelievable. And we're going to shine a light on a few of them here. Let's see here. I got a full bank of calls, lots of texts. I still need to get to CJ at DAC Diesel. And CJ, if you have a diesel engine, this is Mr. Fix-It right here. How are you doing today, CJ?
Oh, I'm doing great, Scott. How are you?
Fantastic. How's life today at DAC Diesel?
Well, it's a little chilly, but, you know, it is November, so I guess we kind of have to expect it a little bit here or there. But, no, everything's good, you know, busy like usual. You know, I'd still, you know, like to mention the TrueSaver 25 for anybody that didn't hear about it before. What it is just a fuel saver for big trucks. It increases fuel economy from 15% to 30%. It is a guarantee that it will increase. Otherwise, it's 100% money back guarantee. And one of the best benefits, you know, like I mentioned on Monday about the whole thing, is if you still have your emissions and equipment in place, which you want your emissions equipment in place, because if you get caught, you're going to get fined, and it can be very hefty fines from the EPA. But it reduces your DPF clogging by basically about it's 1 in 10. So if it, you know, it's absolutely amazing. You know, instead of
When you got a guarantee, you can't really go wrong. Call CJ. He'll tell you more about this. Also, if you need diesel vehicle repair, they do it. They do it quick, right in Bismarck. Call them at 701-258-5011. CJ at DAC Diesel. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Have a good day.
You can check them out online, too, by the way, at DACDiesel.com. Let's go next, quickly, to Doug on the road. Doug, your question for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Hi. I've got a friend that's been on the same medicine for over 40 years. And back when he started, it was like $30 a month. Now it's $700 a month. But if you go to Canada and get the same medicine online, it's $100 a month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
what
no,
do we do to address that?
Right. So there's a couple of things. I think I don't know if your friend is on, if he's on Medicare or not, or VA. There are various things that, you know, that come into play depending on your insurance. Obviously, there's some, you know, depends on if you're in a rural hospital or a rural community. There are some benefits there as well that are different. But to the broader issue, one of the things I think we need to find a way to do is obviously to bring down the cost of medicine, to bring down the cost of pharmaceuticals for American citizens. Part of why we're paying so much more is that we're paying for the innovation, and then other countries get to take advantage of it.
Hold that thought, if you would, Congressman Kramer. We'll finish after the break.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
We're talking saunas today with Vince Webger from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. We talked a lot about the Hot Spring Spa. The hot tubs are the best. I have one. I own one. I don't have a sauna, and you've told me I should. Why?
Well, it's really a health and wellness device like no other. It does a lot of the same things that a hot tub does, but it does even more. For instance, it boosts your immune system. Every time you sit in a sauna, you get that natural runner's high because your body's releasing the natural endorphins. And that's why you come out of it feeling like Superman or Superwoman. You're really charged up. Your energy levels are high, and it's because of that you don't, you don't need a flu shot. Your immune system is at an all-time high if you sit in a sauna on a regular basis.
And they're easy. Plug them in.
Yeah, if you got an outlet in the home, you have the number one product on the planet, as said by the Mayo Clinic for Health and Wellness.
Simple as that. Stop and see Vince and his team at a Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 location near you, Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo 2.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm familiar. everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
From my friends at Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy, and of course their Valley City store, not only Chevy, but also Buick and GMC. Two great stores for you, Bismarck and in Valley City, and we have the Wednesday Wheels, and we very often sell these vehicles within an hour or so of the show. And who could blame you for wanting to take advantage of these incredible deals? And they're just phenomenal. They're just phenomenal, the deals that that we have. 2014 Chevrolet Silverado High Country Edition. That's a nice ride, a nice truck. $32,995 was yesterday's price. Today, for our listeners and our listeners only, $31,500 right now on the 2014 Chevrolet Silverado. Again, very often locally, you know, owned. They service them, know exactly how that vehicle's been treated, keep tabs on all of it for you. Check it out. It's worth the drive to see the huge selection of new and mint condition used vehicles at Pucklich. You drive, we'll ride with you. 721 West Main Avenue, Valley City, PucklichValleyCity.com. Of course, also Bismarck 2, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Back with Congressman Kramer. So, Doug, I wanted to know what we can do about the prescription drug prices. Anything else you needed to say to Doug?
Not necessarily, except that it is both President Trump's and especially President Trump's one of his top priorities on the healthcare side. And one of the ways we're talking about doing it is finding a way to aggregate the buying power of people in certain pools, particularly in Medicare. The reason I brought up the veteran issue is because the VA is allowed to do that, to aggregate the buying power and then to buy in bulk, which, of course, brings price down. But one of the points I want to make is one of the disparities we often see, of course, is because other countries, who, by the way, pay a lot more in taxes so that they can buy down the cost of other things for their citizens, then we get to benefit from their policies, but at the same time, they're benefiting from our innovation. So we do have to find some sort of a balance in all of that, and we've addressed some of it through a bill called the 21st Century Cures Act that we passed last Congress that was signed into law to help the pharmaceutical industry a little bit be able to move drugs quicker to market, to trials and whatnot, so that we can maybe drive down some of the cost of the research and development. But important point, we're working on it, but it is a very high priority, particularly for President Trump.
Right.
One of the things that bothers me, that they mentioned, is that over 40 years, the price has gone up so much because the R&D of that particular drug had to have been paid for a long, long time ago. So there's a little bit of a pricing
challenge that. But one of the things, and I hate to go too much into the weeds, but Obamacare did create these buying monopolies, which I think are a particular problem. And I've talked to our committee about having an oversight hearing specifically on that monopoly of, you know, pharmacy, this pharmacy buying pools that were frankly a bit of a gift, if you ask me, from the Obama administration to some of his friends. So there's a lot of work being done on it.
Doug, I don't know if you noticed this, but the new head of the Health and Human Services Division is a former Eli Lilly, pharmaceutical giant executive. Donald Trump is, I think, Kevin, correct me if I'm wrong, but he's bullish on getting to the bottom of this deal, and you know, he's almost to the Democratic side on the idea of allowing imports to bring down prices and all that stuff.
Right.
He's been bullish on getting to the bottom of this issue you're bringing up, but he appointed somebody from the pharmaceutical industry to head HHS. I don't know what to make of that, but guy going to be a reformer or a whistleblower now all of a sudden or fight back against that? I thought that was kind of interesting. But
well, at least he'll know how the system works and he'll be able to fight it if it's a problem.
Okay, we're going to go into lightning round mode here a little early because we just have so much to get to. So quick questions, quick answers, folks. Phoebe Bismarck for Congressman Kramer, go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Congressman. Okay, so I'm really happy right now because I just got my braces off from Warford and mm-hmm. Bismarck. So, and I wish I could vote for you. I really wish I could vote for you. I wish I was old enough to vote for you.
Let me guess, you're not old enough, Phoebe. Is that the deal?
Yeah, I'm not old enough. I'm 11. I'm 12.
How old are you?
Wow. 12.
I just turned 12 in October 22nd. Well, on October 22nd.
Your birthday is October 22nd?
Yeah.
Guess when my birthday is.
Really?
October 22nd. That's pretty cool. Yes, yeah, well, that's really cool.
But you're not 12.
No, now, do you have a question for Congressman Kramer specifically? Do you want us to put you back on hold and you can think of one, Phoebe, and then we'll come back to you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking of one. I was thinking, how do you think of the president coming home? How do you think of the president coming home?
So how do I think of him coming home? You mean from Asia? I think he had a marvelous trip. I think it was very successful, and regardless of what some of the mainstream media are going to tell you, he was treated with ultimate respect around the country, around the world. I think some of that respect comes from a respectful fear that they have of him. And our allies in places like South Korea, especially in Japan, have a new sense of optimism about a country in the United States that is both prepared and equipped and committed to having their backs with a bad actor like North Korea in the neighborhood. He was able to do some specific trade deals, and I think we're going to learn a lot more about that as time goes on and some of those successes. He's really done a masterful job, in my view, of bringing both our allies and our adversaries into a more respectful mode of the United States, and that's going to serve our country very well around the world.
Phoebe, thank you for the call very much. And by the way, we've had good luck with young girls by the name of Phoebe calling the program. Remember the Phoebe from Minot, Todd? Wasn't that Phoebe from Minot that called when the day President Trump was visiting? And she told us an incredible story about her grandfather who'd passed away, and her mother had to choose between the farm or the business, the family business, Congressman Kramer, because of the estate tax, the death tax. So
we're getting rid of that.
Whether it's whether it's the visit of the president to Asia, or whether it's the estate tax, we get great stuff from young listeners. So thank you so much. Appreciate it. Let's go to Terry in Bismarck. Go ahead for Congressman Kramer quickly, please.
Hello.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, how are you doing, Congressman? Thank
great.
You for your
thank
service.
You.
Hey, a quick question for you on the tax reform, and I don't know if you're up on where everything is, but are the personal exemptions going away?
Personal exemptions are going away, but we're replacing all of that with a new, what's called a family credit. So it includes the expanding the child tax credit from $1,000 to $1,600. And the Senate bill, I think, is $1,650, so we'll have to reconcile those differences. And then we're providing a credit on top of that of $300 for every parent and non-child dependent that's living in a household. We do preserve the child and dependent care tax credit, so that remains in place for families whose, you know, require children or even older dependents who need additional support. And then we preserve the adoption tax credit. And then, and the other thing, this is sort of wonky, but we allow the assets to be transferred tax-free from a section, what's known as Section 529, that's education savings account, to an ABLE account, which is a lifetime expenses for children with disabilities, which was a very important bill that we passed. I think it was the last Congress. It was the last conference, Congress, to help parents with disabled children, and then the disabled children as they go into adulthood. So we eliminate the personal exemption. We consolidate a whole bunch of those things into one family credit.
So will my wife and I be able to take a tax reduction, or are we just losing the $8,100 we had last year?
Well, I don't know. Are you saying you had the exemption? What we're doing is creating a larger deduction and a credit, a larger credit per child and per dependent, and then you also, of course, get the benefit of the much lower rate and a much simpler code. So it's not an apples to apples. We're replacing 74,000 pages of deductions, credits, carve-outs, you know, special interest things, all those types of things, with a 429-page bill that just simplifies all of those things. So on the one hand, you might be losing, say, your exemption of $8,100, but, of course, you benefit on the other side from all of the credits and deductions that are consolidated into one, and then, of course, the lower rate, and, of course, the increase in income.
What I don't understand is the exemption is going to a tax reduction and not a...
Well, the exemption goes away.
Right.
The exemption goes away.
I'm going to piggyback on Terry's question with a texter, James of Bismarck, saying, isn't the individual deduction being eliminated? If we give with one hand and take with the other?
Well, to some degree, except that what we're taking... So we get rid of 74,000 pages of carve-outs, and then we replace it with 430 pages of simplification. So because, you know, raising children and child care are high priorities for the American taxpayer, we actually enhance that part of the code to reward the right, you know, the right things. But most importantly, Scott, what we do is lower everybody's rates. Just imagine going from, say, a 25% rate to a 12% rate, or going from a, you know, 10% rate to zero, basically, on top of all of those credits. So the net gain for a married couple filing jointly in North Dakota, now this is the average net gain, is over $2,000, and the average increase in income, or I shouldn't say average, the median increase in income is over $2,600 per individual, so, or per household, I'm sorry. So all of that to say what we're trying to do is provide these benefits across the board rather than 74,000 pages of individual benefits if you meet a certain behavior that the federal government agrees with.
Does that make sense, Terry?
Does that make
sense? Yeah, I don't like it, but it makes sense because it's...
Yeah.
So I'm actually going to 24,000 from 12,600. On the itemized deduction, but then you're taking 100 of that away. So I'm only seeing a net gain of, like, what, 3,400, not the 12,000 or 11,400. See what I'm saying?
Okay. So you use standard deduction? Is that what you're saying?
Yep. Last year we deducted 12,600 item for a standard deduction and 8,100 in personal exemptions. So
sure.
Now what you're doing is 20,700. Now what you're saying is I'm going to be able to do 24,000.
That's right.
3,300 in increased deductions, which, okay, I'm not complaining about it, but it's
right.
Not as good as what I thought it was going to be.
Sure.
Got it, Terry. Thanks for the call. More coming up on What's On Your Mind with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
You could own your very own drone for $9.99. Hurry to PetroServe USA. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Henham to tell you about the good folks that connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields to save you money, to give you choice at the pump, and you fill up at pumps you own at PetroServe USA locations. That's right. Great savings on queen-size blankets, $24.99. Energizer batteries, a buck off. There's also Jack Link's Legend, $8.99 each. Those are great for the big bags. Pizza Corner Pizza, all flavors, all month long, two for $12. And don't forget, any size coffee or hot chocolate is 99 cents each, so warm up at a PetroServe USA location. Stock up on 24 packs of water, only $3.99. Don't forget the all-day, everyday special, four items for $4. The Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, the 20-ounce drink, and two of the best cookies you'll ever buy. PetroServe USA, and now Valley Dairy Stores in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks, too. All part of the family, helping America fuel better.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC safety consultant Dustin Austin discussing the impact of hands-on safety training.
Now, when you look at the OSHA regulations, you'll notice that there's numerous training requirements in there where the training must develop skills and proficiency. Without that hands-on, you're very limited in what level of training you can actually achieve. Think of it this way. If you have a son or a daughter and you're going to give them a driver's license, do you want them to just sit through a classroom and learn how to drive a car, or do you want to put them behind the wheel of the car and teach them, give them hands-on training with the vehicle? We're going to be able to put them in heavy equipment like aerial lift, scissor lift, boom lift, dirt equip, help them develop not just a safety understanding, but skills development training to help them operate that equipment more safely.
Learn more about the NDSC's new hands-on training by calling 701-223-6372.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If some high-pressure salesperson twisted your arm into buying a timeshare, it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, I bet that salesperson didn't mention your timeshare could cost you twice as much as a regular vacation, or that you'd never be able to use it when you wanted, or that your fees could shoot up every year. They misled you, and that's not fair. That's why we're here, to get your timeshare company to free you from your unwanted timeshare. Get the free information you need at 1-800-783-2959. We're the Timeshare Exit Attorneys, America's number one timeshare exit service run by real attorneys, not sales companies or middlemen. It was a salesperson who got you into this mess. Don't rely on a salesperson to get you out. We've got a 100% service guarantee, and our team has already helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. For free information, call 1-800-783-2959. That's 1-800-783-2959, 1-800-783-2959.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Texter says, what is the last caller complaining about? He gets to keep more of his money.
Right.
You agree?
I think for some people, Scott, and I thought the last caller was fine, but a lot of us like what we know, for sure. And we don't like the prospect of, you know, growth might happen or might not happen, or we don't quite trust, you know, that your income will go up. But even on the fundamental surface, when you consider you know, some people are going to go from a 25 or greater percent tax rate to a 12% tax rate. That alone is already remarkable. To the Texter's point, you get to keep more of your own money. On top of that, you have the doubling of the standard deduction, which,
like, as I said, 80% of North Dakotans already use. And then if you have children and whatnot, you have some credits on top of that again. So I think if you're at $55,000, I think you pretty much pay no taxes if you're a North Dakotan at $55,000 and you have a family. Depends on how many kids you have, of course. But
all right, I am going to vigorously enforce a 30-second question, 30-second rule, a 30-second answer rule here, so I can get to as many folks here as possible. Dave and Roulette's been waiting a long time. Sorry to have you wait so long and only get 30 seconds, but we're just short of time. Dave, go ahead.
We've got Indian reservations near us. They come down and they break in, they steal and trash stuff. Then they rush back over the border of the res, and the res cops protect them and will not cooperate with our county sheriff or our local police. BIA, what can you do about that and about this situation? And I'll listen on the radio.
We actually recently, at the request, frankly, of our tribes, interestingly, have sent a letter to the Department of Justice to encourage more cross-deputization. We have got to deal with this issue of being able to harbor or find a safe place on a reservation if you commit a crime, whether it's on or off the reservation. And this is to protect Indian people as much as it is to protect people who don't live on a reservation. We just have to have a lot better cooperation. There are some laws that you can do as well, or some, you know, there are some standards or statuses you can claim, but we've actually written to the Department of Justice asking them to look into this issue.
All right. By the way, let the record reflect, he did it in 20, you did it in 40, but we came out with the same outcome there. So we're cooking with gas now.
Okay.
Don Dickinson, 30 seconds, go.
Okay, my original question has already been answered. But Congressman, 3282, the bill was sent to the president's desk for an executive order, possibly, or executive decision. Has anybody heard anything? There's a lot of people waiting.
What's 3282?
The ELOG bill.
Oh, yes. Okay. So you're right. The deadline is coming up. We don't know yet whether he's going to do an executive order. We do have one more shot during the omnibus spending bill to see if we can't get an amendment to delay that.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Bob Grand Forks, 30 seconds, go.
Hi. As a farmer, the domestic production exemption, 199, understand that has been eliminated. Also, property tax, if you're a landowner, farmer, and you own land, that can be a big deduction that we would be missing out along with the 199. And then also the rents being subject to self-employment tax of 15.3%. It looks to me that some of this stuff is going to cost us farmers more in the end.
So in the House bill, we actually do allow deduction of property taxes, and that is our number one issue with the Senate, because theirs does not. That's our number one negotiating non-negotiable position. With regard to your referencing what's known as Section 199, we did eliminate that in the House bill. We've been working with the Senate on a fix for that. It's using the pass-through piece, creating a deduction of, I think it's 17.4% right off the top that comes very near to the same outcome as 199. So I think they're going to pass that in their bill. We'll agree to that, in my view. We're working pretty hard on that. So we think both of those issues will be fixed.
Thanks, Bob. Texter, I'm going to combine a couple of them here. So if I'm single white male, I get nothing in this tax plan? Seems like I'm giving my tax money to people with families. Another says, I know it seems to me with me losing my personal exemptions as well as my itemized deductions as well as my kids are out of the house, so I won't see those deductions either. I'll be paying more based on this plan.
So the color of your skin has nothing to do with this tax code whatsoever. This tax code does not, or this tax law does not differentiate between races. Nor does it differentiate between genders. So those two things are irrelevant. For single, we double the standard deduction as we do for married people. So that's the same treatment. There is a special priority given to families. It's a very pro-family tax code. If we could lower everybody's another 5 points and eliminate even some of those, I suppose you could make a good case for that. But, we are eating an elephant here in 74,000 pages. So instead, the writer's right. We are favoring people who have children. We're giving them a credit for child.
And we only have a few seconds left, but a few people have asked about your opinion on Roy Moore, and I know that this is an obsession of folks, especially in the media right now. I'm waiting for Democrats to get asked about Bob Menendez and underage prostitutes that he's admitted to partaking with a big donor. But what's your take on Roy Moore? Quickly.
Well, personally, I have a personal problem with Roy Moore, and it seems like the credibility of the people making the claims is pretty solid. That said, as I've told reporters, I'm neither from Alabama nor am I in the Senate. I don't know. Yeah, there are Alabama voters that are going to determine this, decide this, and it's supposed to be there. The guy has won a Republican primary already. So I have a problem with it. I wish for the sake of the party he wasn't the candidate, but I didn't have it. You know, I don't have a choice in that. So
most of the questions are about the most important thing on the table today, tax reform. Great. Sorry we didn't get to all of them. We never do. Call early, folks. Thank you, Congressman Kramer. We appreciate you.
Thanks.
God bless you, folks. Hi, see Scott Hannon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.